Shabbos, Machor Chodesh. On the first day of Rosh Chodesh, David did not show up to the monthly Suda festivities, which Shaul would celebrate with his household every Rosh Chodesh. David wasn't there, and he was noticeably not there. Still, Shaul did not suspect anything rebellious. Ki Omar, and he said, Mikrahu. He said to himself, it's just a mikra that he didn't show up. It's just an occurrence. No meaning in it. Bilti Tarhu. He's not tahar. Kilei tahar, because he's not tahar. What is his double lashon? Bilti taharu, he is not tahar. Kilei tahar, because he's not tahar. A number of mehalchim and mefarshim. Some say, in a very, very strong negative way, the Barbanel, the Ralbag, and others, bilti taharu, Shaul said, that David is not tahar. And it's a real problem. Kilei tahar, because he's an impure person. And that's where his mind goes, that's where he thinks. And that's why he became not tahar. In other words, it wasn't an accident. We know the Gemara condition that brings the Mishnah in Zavim. The different ways a person could get tumah zav, from overeating, from too much strenuous work, or from not thinking improper thoughts. So the Barbanel says he was being accused by Shaul of not showing up because he had thought not kosher thoughts. Ki omar mikrahu, it's a mikra laila. It's Kari. Bilti Taharu. He is not Tahar. Kilai Tahar, because he's never Tahar. That's where he always is. That's his Chazaka, says the Chida. That's how he conducts his life. This is how Shaul suspected David. The Dubin Amagah asks a question in this Mahalach. If Shaul is suspecting David and has all these negative thoughts about him, he thinks he's not a Tahar person, so why does the pasuk say that Shaul remained silent as if he was done on the kav schus on the first day, and only the second day he started interrogating and say, hey, why didn't David show up? So David Magid says, it seems to be shver this pshat of this mahalach of the Barbanel and others. At the same time, Shaul is being done on the kav schus, he's also saying negative things about him. Could we could say, to explain the Barbanel and the others, is that Shaul was taka being done on the kav schus, just when you invent your story about that person who had some strange behavior and you have to be done on the kav schus, you could say it all different ways. You could say a nice story about him, a negative story about him, and kind of subconsciously, Shaul, since he had a negative picture of David, his done the kav schus was, yeah, he was involved in some avera, but that was a done the kav schus. It wasn't an active avera, just that's where David, the kind of person David is. But he was excusing him the first day. Some say that Some of us say, ki amar mikruhu. Shaul was saying that we have to be done him the kav schus. Alshach says, bilti ta'arhu. He is today living bilti. Today, since he has a mikri laila, bilti ta'arhu, he doesn't have the tahar with him. Who's the tahar? The tahar is the Rabbi Shalom. Tahari naim. He doesn't have the tahar with him. Ki loy tar, because he didn't make himself tar, he allowed himself to become tame. But normally, Shaul knew that David was someone who lived always with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like it says earlier in Shmuel, that Shaul had felt challenged by David, who was always Vashem Imoy, Hashem is with him at all stages. He said, right now he's tame, so I know that's why he didn't show up, because he knows he's in danger from me. But normally, I can't do anything to him, he has Hashem with him. Today, when he's tame, obviously, David is scared to show up because he's worried what I'm going to do to him. That's the Alshach. Many other Mahalchim, we like to focus today on how Marie Krah, the Radakin, one of the Stadim learns, and its idea is expressed much more by the Sefer Bino Le'itim. Says that, Ki Amra Mikrahu, he says, it's just a one-time thing, it's a Mikra. Bilti Taru, today something happened, he's not Tahar today. Kilay Tahar, and what's the double lashon Kilay Tahar? So the Bina Litan says the following page. Bilti Taru, who is someone who you would label as a Bilti Tahar, is someone whose Kilay Tahar is never Tahar. For example, someone speaks a shaker one time, you're not going to call him a shakran. Someone's caught stealing one time, you don't call them a thief. Someone who's constantly involved in it, you say that about them. So Shaul has actually been completely done with David the Kav Schus, according to the Bina Le'itim. And he said, Ki Amar Mikru, is that a one-time thing? I don't put anything on it. Bilti tar who? Who is a real bilti tar? Kilai tar who is never tar. Meaning, if someone does something one time, we're not going to go along and label them. So he was actually being done David for real lekavschus, because you're not considered having a certain character trait unless it's ingrained and practiced and done all the time. One time means absolutely nothing. The Bina Leitim says, and the Duvan Amagin quotes part of it, someone has a good day, a stark day. Unfortunately, it means very, very little. It only means something when it's reviewed and it starts becoming ingrained inside himself. When he repeats it over and over and works on it, makes it his etzem, makes it his essence, as opposed to it just being mikra. When someone works on their essence, he has gained three things. First of all, he knows and he can feel confident he's not going to have a downer. He's going to basically be living with this all of his life. Secondly, he's going to incorporate his whole life. It will take over. And the quality of everything he does will get better and better, as opposed to someone who just has a good day, a good seder, or a one-time good feel. Of course, an etzim good day or etzim good life is made out of many, many little days, and you have to start from that. But we can't just pat ourselves on the back when we have one good moment. He brings in Keheles, says, "Shafti v'ra'oi tachas Hashemis." Shlomo says, "I looked and I saw kiloyla kalim hamirois. The swift don't necessarily come in first place. The loyla gibayim amalchama. The mighty don't necessarily win the war. V'gam loyla chacham lechem. V'gam loyla mevayim aisher. The wise are not necessarily the rich ones. V'gam loyla yoyim chayin. Those that know it aren't always the most charming people. Ki ace upega yikaris kolm. Everybody can have a lucky day. So you might seem today swift, but you're only going to win the race if you are consistently swift. You're only going to win the war, and not just if you have an adrenaline rush, but you're constantly being strong." Medrash says, "Rabbi's bonus asu choyl ve'at alis al kulano." So the Medrash, at the end of his Zayis HaBracha, when it's giving a hesped on Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash says, "Rabbi's bonus asu choyl, many, many great people, ve'at, but you Moshe Rabbeinu, alis al kulano." This mashal of the Isha, at least is going on Moshe Rabbeinu. He's greater than them all. Why, says the Medrash? Other Mishnah can say, "I was created b'tzelem like him." Moshe says back to him, can say back to him, "Yeah, but you lost it. I kept mine." And that's the first thing that we said. The mile of be'etzem is not just to be born great or do something great. It's to live a life of greatness and not to lose it. Noach could say to Moshe, "I'm greater than you. I saved the whole Dar HaMabul." Moshe could say back, theoretically could say back, says the Medrash, as he's passing, we can say for him, "You saved yourself. You saved your family. You didn't save the whole Dar HaMabul. But I saved everybody who should have been destroyed by the ego." What does this mean? This is a second milo. It incorporates everything. Someone who be'etzem, who essentially becomes a great person, it grows and it takes over everything in his life, and he could save his whole generation. And now we have three G'dayla Ha'uma, three of our great leaders, who even they theoretically turn to Moshe and they say something special about themselves. And the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu, in Shemayim, they can say about him, he's even greater than these three, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. In which aspect? Avram says, "I took care of all the passerbys. I did such wonderful achmasas archim." And Moshe could say to him, "Yeah, you did it to Goyim, but I do it to Klal Yisrael." Now, it doesn't mean Avram did anything wrong. There were no Yidden that was available to. Was nothing, not blaming him, Bechlal, but the perfection and the beauty of what he did, the quality of what Moshe Rabbeinu did, that's what's being praised and stressed. Yitzchak says, "I stuck my neck out to speak to the Shechina, and I was zeichet to Ashrat the Shechina." And Moshe Rabbeinu says back to him in the Medrash, "Yeah, you did that, but you became blind as a result. I talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time." And again, it's no fault of Yitzchak Avinu's. Hashem wanted to make sure to be the greatest Navi. But still, here we see, quality-wise, how everything becomes so perfect in Moshe Rabbeinu, making it part of his essence. And Yaakov says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "I beat a Malach. I won a victory over a Malach." And Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Yeah, he walked into your turf, he walked into where you were, and
fought this war against you, and you beat him. I walked into Mitzrayim, into Paro's palace, and they were scared of me. So here we have, quality-wise, in Chachma, Gvura, and Aisher. Avram Avinu, in his great hospitality, in Ashiras, in wealth, but Moshe Rabbeinu did it so much more higher. He did it for Klal Yisrael. Yitzhak Avinu came to a great level in Chachma, where he had an understanding of the Shechinah and a relationship with the Shechinah, a very, very high level Chachma. But Moshe Rabbeinu did it and was able to cope with it, and it didn't make him go blind. He was able to talk on a higher level. And Yaakov, in his Gvura, fighting against the Malach, but still Moshe Rabbeinu had it essentially on a much higher level. But again, the Medrash is trying to point out and stress to us how important it is to make something part of your essence, as opposed to Adam and Noach, who their milas, but just momentarily didn't really last. Beginning of Sefer Yeshua, we're told, Le'yomer Sefer HaTorah Hazem Yipicha, V'gis V'yomem V'layla, L'man Tishmer Lasik Techol HaKosabai. Here we have it, saying three things. Le'yomer Sefer HaTorah Hazem Yipicha, make the Torah always stay in your mouth. It should become beautiful. You should live it. You should talk it. But it should be constant. And it should grow and take over everything about you. Because this is someone who his Yiddishkeit is something which becomes part of him. In Pirkei Avos, at the beginning, we're taught. And again, the same three milas of something which is essentially a person. Mesunah medin, meaning be constant with it. Always be thinking about it. Never say, oh, I know that one already. I don't have to go through it again. No, be involved in it all the time. And then, hamidu tamidam harbe, let it incorporate everything in your life. Be careful, make it beautiful, make it perfect. It says at the end of Sefer Dvarim, Shemaya Tishma means over and over you're involved in Torah. Lishmar Lastis is Kol Mitzvaysav. Let it incorporate everything in your life. Asher Anoichi Mitzavcha Hayoim. This is Lishmar and Lastis. Lishmar means to do it very, very perfectly and carefully. And last, the comment says, do everything. Hashem will reward you. Hashem will lift you up above. Mida k'neged mida, because you gave such quality, Hashem will make you more special than all the Gaya Aretz. Ubo lecho kol habrachas ha'ela. All the brachas will come, all the quantity. V'sigucha, and it will be with you all the time. Mida k'neged mida. We know that Klal Yisrael, we're told by Moshe Rabbeinu, Mi yitein, v'hayil avav mazeh lahem. I wish they would stay like this all the time. I wish they wouldn't just have good moments, but they would always be in a good situation. V'ameich kulam tzadikim, l'oilam yishu aretz, neitzer matoi masayodah liyisvair. The three things, same three things again. V'ameich kulam tzadikim, in quantity, incorporating everybody in Klal Yisrael, not just some of us. Le'olam Yishu Aretz, forever and ever. Neitzer Matoi Masayadal Yisbar, in the most beautiful way possible. Now, as in Yeshiva, Mashkiach used to say, there are many mitzvahs which excite us. There's mitzvahs which we get so excited when they come along, the first night of Pesach, first day of Sukkot, whatever does it for you, Tkiyah Shofar, Yom Kippur, Simchas Torah, special times. But the ones that are really going to change you are the ones that are day after day after day after day. Birchas Hamazon, Kriyas Shema. I once heard from Avnon Yitzchak Shlita, said that if all the water, maybe someone else has it too, I don't know, if all the water which bore a hole in the rock, which Rabbi Akiva saw, which he was so inspired by, Avadam Shechet Kumayim, saw the water had chiseled a hole into the rock. If all that water from all those years were put into one oversized bucket and poured in one moment, poured straight onto that spot on the rock, it wouldn't have done it. Because it's not the one moment that does it. It's the day after day after day which changes us and makes real changes, makes us become real Avdei Hashem, Avdei Hashem, Loim Di Torah. Hashem should help us. Oh, please, Hashem, help us. We shouldn't just have good days. We should have good days that become part of us. Chazak ve'ematz. Chazak means you have a chizik, an up day. Ematz means you hold on to it. What does it say in Yosef's dream? He's spoken about this before. In Yosef's dream, he says, the bundles of tvua kama v'gam nitzava, they got up, but Rashi explains they continue to stand. They continue to bow down to Yosef. It wasn't a one-time thing. It wasn't a quick little ischaskus. It's something that just kept on going. That's chazak v'ematz. Have that asayrus, but let it keep on burning. Fan the flames. Okay, of course there'll be moments when it's more, moments when it's less. But let it become part of us, Hashem. And now, as here in Eretz Yisrael, but as it's Hashem, it seems, Corona is winding down. Still need so much of Yeshua. There's still so many sick Yidden. But shuls are all opening the Shabbos. We're going back. We had such a chizuk in this kufa, such a chizuk in our davening. Please, we don't want to slip back to where we were before in davening, with schmoozing and joking, and in the best case scenario, learning during davening. We want to get so focused on our davening and just keep what we had. Just keep what we had. So, please excuse me, I'm not trying to give anybody mussar. I am, myself. If anybody wants to, you know, join in and agree a little bit. That was the message of the Haftarah according to the Bina Le'itim. Shaul was saying, I have no problem with David. It's not a problem. Even if he was Tommy today, it's okay. Because it was a one-time thing. Someone does something all the time, that's meaningful. One time, disregard it, it's nothing. But good Shabbos, Chazak ve'ematz.